Ervin Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Before we start the second Perek, Hagdoma, which is really a chazara on ideas that we learned in the first Perek, is in order. After learning the first Perek in Ervin, we have some basic ground rules for how to make a place, a mokoim, mukaf mechitzis into a rishus hayochid, deraisa. First of all, has to be mukaf on all sides. We'll add, of course, that it only has to be mukav on 3 out of 4 sides. The fourth side is a Pesach. It's only Durabonon b'pashtus. So you need at least 3 sides. Within that area, that's mukav mechitzos, the mechitzos themselves have to be oimid meruba ala parutz. The maskon is that it has to be at least oimid as much as the parutz. It has to be as much enclosed as it is open. Whether that's certainly, each mechitza has to be oimid meruba ala parutz. Whether all 4, the circumference of all 4 together, we discussed in the first perek. And also, there can't be a mokoim of a pirtza, which is an open area, which is more than 10, because that's not a Pesach, that's a pirtza. Those are the 3 basic ground rules of a mokoim mukav mechitzas rishus hayochid deraisa. That being said, here we have in the Mishnah in the second Perek a new type of mechitza, a new type of hekif, which is soiser, the ground rules that we just laid down. Oisin pasin lebirois. The issue at hand over here, this is an ancient takona that goes back to the days of the Oilei Regel, the second Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael would stream towards Yerushalayim, and on the way they would have to stop. They were going for days on the way. They would have to go. They would go with caravans, animals, people, and there was a need to have drinking water on the way. So there were wells that were dug, wells, and there were also springs that were on the roads leading to Yerushalayim. The problem is that when you stop someplace for Shabbos, you're going to have to stop in a way that you're able to take water out of the boir or be'er, we'll see, that's there for drinking purposes, and you're going to have to be able to feed the animals. Now, assuming, which the Gemara makes the cheshbon, that a bear or a ba'or is a rishus hayochid, because we're talking about places that are deep, and they're also wide. So the walls of the water well will be a rishus hayochid. Taking water out to a place where thousands and thousands of people are streaming down highways, you're talking about a rishus harabim. So you're talking about mamish hoitzo deraisa. There's no way out because it's only derabbanon. You're talking about like pure deraisa. There's a need to be makif mechitzos around the be'er in order to facilitate some type of, you want to eat, you could eat inside the tents. It's not a problem. They pitch tents. The animals are outside. They're under the open sky. You're going to have to put up some type of mechitzos. Putting up real mechitzos is not practical. There's a need for ad hoc, temporary mechitzos. Because of that, Chazal was somewhat makel. Again, you can't be makel on a deraisa. So what we're going to describe is something that's going to work mechitzos that are deraisa. We won't allow them in a regular case of somebody's backyard or you want to enclose a city street, for sure. But we will allow it in the case of tzarech, which is the case of Eilu Legol. Pasin lebeirois means like this. Pasin on boards. Lebeirois, like we just said, are beirois. Arbot diyumdin nirin kishmoino divrei Reb Yehuda. So we're talking about it like this. We're talking about a large area. The Gemara describes the be'er or bor in question as being 8 amas long, wide, and the animal is 2 amas long, and you're going to need the animal to be inside the hekif in order to be able to draw water. If you want to stand inside by the edge of the be'er, take a pail, draw out a bucket, draw out water, and feed the animal, you're going to need a hekif of 10 amas. Because of that, what you're going to do is as follows. You're going to put up boards. Each one will be like on 2 boards, arba, near kishmoni. Each corner will have what looks like a right angle, 2 boards. So it's really 1 board, but it's 1 board L-shaped, which is on a right angle. And because of that, the corners are boxed in. That creates a mukaf mechitzos mikol atzdodim. You're going to have diyumdin. The word diyumdin means do, a double-sided oimid. Diyumdin means double-sided oimid. And you're going to have L-shaped on each corner, and the total is going to be four mechitzos that are makif. You have nothing in between those four that are near in Kishmaino. Divrei Reb Yehuda, and that's okay. Now, is this a real mechitza? It would seem that deraisa works. And that needs work. It needs explanation, because we're talking about a place where all you have up is the corners. If all you have up is the corners, certainly, since we're talking about a place that's 10 amas long and 10 amas wide, the inter area, which is open, is more than its parts merubin al-aloimid. How does that work? According to Rav Rishayim, Taisus the Rosh, another Rishayim, Shtei Do Achidish, that when you have four mechitzos, not just four, the Rambam emphasizes, you have four corner mechitzos, where the area is clearly delineated by the corners. Remember, each corner is defined because each one has the pieces of wood going in both directions. So because of that, that type of mukav dalid mechitzos with diyumdin is a new type of mechitza. In that type of mechitza, the place is considered enclosed, despite the fact that it's not oimid merub al aparts. A chiddush. The Ritva brings b'shem Ravitz Adas Yochid, a chiddush, that the din over here of Pirtza and Pesach is not a raisa. This is a raya, he says, as I state in Ravid, that the algemeine din, the din klali that we learned about in the first parak of oimid meruba la parts, is also really derabbanon. And over here, Chazal waived that requirement, but that's a chiddush. Pashtus talocha, the Gemara defines it as hilchaso gedoy ruba, means it's talocha l'mosh b'sinah, it's certainly deraisa. Now, if we say, like Rav Rishayim, that this four-sided, four-cornered diyumdin dika mechitza is a totally new reality, a totally new oifin of heck of mechitzas, that leads us to another question. What about the idea of a pirtza sasora, a pirtza yoyseme asora, creating a pirtza and then it passes up the whole heck of? What happens with that? Is that requirement also waived? Listen to the next shtickle of Mishnah. We just read Rabbi Yehuda that you need four nirin kishmoino. Rabbi Meir Aimer, shmoino nirin kishnei masor, abod yumdin, you need the four corners, v'abod pshutim. You have eight that are 12. That means you have four times two, the yumdin, plus you have four boards in the middle. He holds, in a nutshell, that you need to put also something to break up the open space in each side. So you really have 4 times 2, which is 8, plus another 4, which are pshutin, single-sided boards. Now that sounds like something you can't waive. Why? We're going to see behemshich now that the only reason why you need the pshutin is only because the pirtza is greater than asara. That requirement is still in place. Let's read the next part of the Mishnah. We'll see it's really one discussion. Govon asara tvachim. What are the requirements of these diyumdin? The fact that a mechitza has to be asara tvachim high, and from there it's rishus hayachid oilad l'rakia, stays intact. Govon asara tvachim, that's also true by diyumdin. Rochban shisha, it has to be 3 on each side, which is a total of 6. Vavyan kolshu, there's no requirement as to the thickness of the diyumdin. How much space could you put in between the pshutin? Let's go back to Shitas, Reb Yehuda, where all you need is diyumdin to enclose this Rishus HaYachid. Uveinehem, kimloi shtei revoka, is an interesting word. Revokois means a pier of oxen. That's how they traveled, the Eilu Regolin, and oxen need to drink a lot of water. Kimloi shtei revokois shel sholosh sholosh boker. Two piers, two sets of 3 bokar, divrei Reb Meir. Now, we don't know how wide cows are. The Gemara says, as a basic rule of thumb, that what we're talking about over here, it's interesting that the Mishnah doesn't list off a number amount. The Mishnah defines it in terms of the discussion of what we're using it for, which is feeding the animals by the Eilu Regolim. So each animal, the Gemara says, we said before, each animal is 2 amas long, and that's why you need an extra 2 amas to be machnis, roishe v'rubay of the poro, in between of the bokor, in between the in the enclosed area. The width of each animal standing shoulder to shoulder is 1 2/3 amo. So what we're talking about over here is we're talking about two sets of three bokor, a total of six. 6 times 1 2/3 is a grand total of 10. Divrei Rav Meir, in plain English, Rav Meir is saying that the area between the diyumdin cannot be more than 10 amos wide. The same din of pirtza, yoisim ha'asor as a pirtza, stays true over here. So it's interesting. The din of oimin merubah laparutz in this new type of enclosure is waived, but the din of asorah is not waived. Reb Yehuda Oimer, shel arba arba. He doesn't say it's 6 oxen standing shoulder to shoulder. It's 2 times 4, it's 8 oxen. Kshurois v'loy mutarois. This is a side detail. Kshurois v'loy mutarois means that they don't have to be squished together. There's the tfochim that you're going to count are tfochim soichkois, not oitzvois. Gives a drop more room. But the basic rule of thumb over here is, like we said, 8 times 1.1 2/3, which is a grand total of 13 1/3 amo. Achas nechneses v'achas yoytzes, when the oxen are going, one's coming in and one's coming out, you need to drop more room for the friction of the two oxen rubbing against each other. Again, it's just going to make the tvochim a little bit more into tvochim soichos, not oitzvois, which is a technical detail. The main machlokes over here, one machlokes we have over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, is do we have the requirement that the space between the diyumdin cannot be a pirtza yoisim ha'asara, or do we allow up to 13 1/3 amos? Well, we'll take a minute to be misamic in this, because a lot of yesoidis that are totally in this idea. One way of understanding that the din of oimin merubah is not a necessity for diyumdin, and the din of pirtza yoisim ha'asara is a pasul stat ma'akiv, is to understand that they're really two different distinct halachas, even though, like we explained in Perek Aleph, Chazal used the lashon of oimin merubah being a din, that if it's parts merubah, it's a pirtza, and the open spaces are not psochim. One could say that that's not really the understanding. Oimin merubah is a din, that's the amount that encloses an area. What's called enclosed? Befrat if it's oimin merubah, if you hold that it has to be mamash aroiv, pshaz rubay kekuloi, the Gemara says it that way. Rubay kekuloi means that when an area is mostly enclosed, when it's oimin merubah, it's considered in ganz enclosed. So the din of oimin merubah is not a din in defining what's a Pesach and what's a Pirtza. It's a din in considering it kuloi closed. That din is one type of enclosure. There's another type of enclosure, Gzeis HaKosuv. Not Gzeis HaKosuv, Halacha Moshe Mizinai. There's another type of enclosure called corners that define the area as enclosed. However, Pirtza and Pesach is still an outstanding halach. So Mela, Rameya holds that you can't have a Pirtza. Even if it's defined by the corners, you can't have a pirtza. So, Mel, the din of Asar of Allah Yaisim Asar is still in place. That's if you hold again that these are two different distinct halachas. If you hold that they're both halachas of pirtza as opposed to Pesach, Oymin Merubah's halacha, and then the open areas can be considered psochim. Yaisim Asar is not the derech in how one makes a Pesach, it's a pirtza. So then we have a problem. Befrat, that Oymin Merubah, according to most Rishonim, is deraisa. And the din of Asara and Lo Yoiser is a machlokes gedolei achronim, like we said in the first parak, between the Beis Ephraim and between the Mishkan Yankiv with Rayis from Rishonim, whether it's Teraisa or Rabbah. So you're right. You look at the Taisus of Rosh and David Zainer Beis in these sugis, and it's mafurish that the din of Yoiser and Asara is the Rabbanon, and that's the pshat in Reb Yehuda. So there's a lot of the soidis of Erevin that Rabbi Sein will learn out what's the rice, what's the rabbon, what's the definition of Pesach and Pirtza, that's tolui in a proper understanding of this Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. The protim of Mishnah Beis are really tolui in the Hagdomois of understanding the dinim that we understood in Perek Aleph. So it really flows straight from what we just said. Mutter lahakriv labe'er, the pasin that we discussed, the diyumdin that we discussed in Mishnah Aleph, one could bring them as close, you can make a tight fit around the bear. You want to feed the animals. So you need a hekif as tight as you need to make it. How tight can you make it around the bar? Could you put the mechitzos flush against the bar? No. because then you're going to have the animal standing outside the enclosure. You're not allowed to feed the animal sticking your hand into the Rishus HaYachid, which is the bear or the bar, and pulling out the water and feeding the animal Rishus HaRabim. So the prerequisite over here is going to be like we explained in Mishnah Aleph, Ubovat Shadei Pora Rosha Veruba Bifnim Vishaisa. You need to have the animal Rosha Veruba in the enclosure. Being that an animal is Tuamis, so as big as the bar of the bear is, that's how big you're going to have to make accordingly the the diumnin. Mutter lahakik kol shu, for the same token, you're allowed to be markik as much as you want. You have a huge bear, and you're feeding thousands of animals, millions of other regalim going down the same highway. You have tens of thousands of yidin that all need to feed their animals. So you have a huge bear that's 100, 200, 300 amas wide. Lahark kolshu. Kolshu normally means a mashu. Over here it means as big as you need, not as small. Muta lahark kolshu, you can make it as wide and as big as possible. Bovad. Obviously, the open spaces can't be, again, tall in Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir, either more than 10 amas or more than 13 and a third. Bovad shiyabar bepasik. You're going to have to put more pshutin to break up the open areas. In order, again, you don't need Oymin Merubah, but you do need, there shouldn't be a Pirtza, either bigger than 10 or bigger than 13 and a third.